Hi, Symphony. Welcome to our daily devotional. And today's passage comes from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Amen. Yesterday, we saw Joel bringing in an alarming warning that the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, is near, and we reflected on the just character of God. As we continue on in today's passage, we see that the Lord gives his people a call. He says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. We've talked earlier this week about fasting, weeping, and mourning, but what does it mean to return to God with all your heart? What does it mean to rend your heart but not your garments? In their ancient culture, it was a common practice to rip and shred their garments when they were mourning. Imagine the agony expressed to the point where you rip up your clothes. But here, God isn't interested in the exterior act, but is looking for the sincerity of heart. Weeping and mourning are outward expressions. They in themselves are not bad, but God is calling for our hearts to genuinely be in repentance, turning away from idols and returning to him. This is reminiscent of how God says he will circumcise our hearts in Deuteronomy. So here's a question for you. Is your heart more reminiscent of rending your garments or rending your hearts? Another important observation from this passage is a communal aspect of this repentance. As we've seen in the previous chapter, there is importance in coming together to the point where even the nursing infants are told to gather. We see here that this even applies to the bridegroom and bride, both who traditionally would be exempt from assemblies due to their wedding ceremony. This shows that there must be a disruption of our lives when it comes to repentance. It is something that cannot just be put off until next week while we go about our normal lives, but this disruption comes when we recognize in our hearts how we have strayed and sinned against God. There is even a sense of urgency and importance. During quarantine, I watched a lot of medical TV shows, maybe too much. But a common theme that I noticed was when a loved one was hurt and had to go to the hospital, everybody would just drop what they were doing and rushed over. It didn't matter if they were at work or if they were giving a presentation. They just dropped everything because their loved one was hurt. Now, this is not a perfect analogy, but are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to have our lives disrupted? Whenever I hurt God by sinning against him, it is easy to let it brush by or to minimize my offense. But the question is this, is my heart postured in such a way where I'm willing to disrupt my life, to rend my heart, and to return to him? Is it even possible? Why does God ask us to return to him, even in the last hour? The answer is this, it is because, in verse 13, God is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. This is why it is possible to come to Him, not because of us, but because of Him. I particularly am captivated by God's abounding steadfast love, or in other translations, His loving kindness. The Hebrew word for it is hesed, which depicts His covenantal love. The depth of this word reflects the loyalty He has to this relationship with mankind. Charles Feinberg puts it beautifully, quote, God is more willing to bless than to blast, to pardon than to punish, to win by love than to wound by lashing, unquote. It is these characteristics of God that makes it possible for us to return to Him. It's not by what we do, but what He has done. Let us pray. God, we acknowledge that You are gracious and merciful. We acknowledge that You are slow to anger, abounding in hesed love, and that You relent over disaster. We thank You that this is a basis on which we can come before You. I pray, God, that You would lead us into genuine repentance today. Holy Spirit, I pray that You would help us to rend our hearts and not our garments. Whether it is a reoccurring sin or a willful one, we ask that You would disrupt our lives today to bring us back to You. Help us, God, to come before You, not just with empty words, but in actual turning away from our idols and our self-sufficiency and our self-centeredness, but a realignment of our hearts with Yours. And we thank You that, like You say in 1 John, if we confess our sins, You are faithful. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Repentance does not bring us into shame, but it brings us into freedom. And we want to walk into the light today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.